and he gave a letter to Prabhupada. Though Prabhupada was his guru, addressed my brother, Bhai Saraswati, my brother Saraswati, let us come and begin a direct bhajan of Krishna in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada's remark against him was a very ludicrous thing. Oh, he already is with child, perhaps, in connection with Krishna. Prabhupada's remark was, that his imagination has gone so much that perhaps he had got a child in connection with Krishna. Ill-fated man. Gaur Hari. And on the other hand, Rupas, that glance, look. The fool felt ke palle hai. It is not so easy to throw flower on the body of Krishna. At the beginning, to throw flower in the body of Krishna, that is the beginning of the connection of love. But from ages gone by, I am trying to throw, but still I am not successful. It is so rarely to be done. It is like that. Infinite is in one part. What are we doing? And the thing is, we are wasting time in wild goose chasing. Everything like that. Asli Shava Padaratang Vinushtumam. What will be our relation with him? Mahaprabhu says, Rupa Goswami also says, just as that, what is that bird? Chataka. Yes. Chataka is a kind of bird who drinks only raindrop and no water from the land, anywhere. But only when the rain is dropping, they are accustomed to drink from that rainwater. So the devotee's nature would be that, ananya bhajan. Virachaya mai dandam dinabandhu dayamba. Oh, you lord of the desolate, dinabandhu, virachaya mai, you may punish me or you may grace me. Gotiriha no bhavatta kajidanya. But I have no other alternative but to pray to you for your grace. No other alternative I have got. Satnibhatatu satakoti nidbharam bhano. Whether the thunderbolt comes down or perfuse rain, the bird, that kind of bird, Chataka, has no other alternative than but to pray for the water. The water may come profusely by the rain, or the thunder may come and finish him. No other alternative. So we have no other alternative but to search after you. You are our attracting center. Krishna. The attraction reaches up to you. You are the center of attraction to everything. Anything and everything. So our bona fide connection is with, to be attracted by you. So you must go that side. No other alternative. But you may grace us or even proudness. But I have no other option. Whatever you do. You are angry, apathetic, or you may be kind and gracious, favorable. This is the only ananya bhakti we have to march on. With this spirit, no other alternative. Do or die, or die to live. He is for himself, we are for himself. No other alternative. With this idea, we must, this is healthy, and we must approach with this idea. This is our nature. Not for any loss or gain, but with the background that we shall gain by our advance and not loss, if we properly go forward. Asrishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarsanam matmahatam. Anyhow, we must be in his relativity. That should be object. And that is anukul, favorable relativity, not opposite sex side. Not in the opposition, but in the direct support, line of fulfillment of his desire. That will be our business. And leaving the consequence to him and to the superiors, our guardians, don't think of you. Think of your guardian. They would think for you. Their property, so near to you, that is the property of your guardian. In this way, go, advance, step by step.
Maharaj?
Yes?
In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a verse, Saṃsāre ra pāra hoya bhakti ra sāgare. Je dubibe se bhajuk
nidaiyandare.
Yes. Is that dubibe, to dive in that ocean, is that guru bhakti?
Yes.
It must dive, be only.
To dive in the, in the ocean of nectar. Saṃsāre pāra hoya bhakti ra sāgare. The ocean of service. Bhakti means service. Cast yourself, throw yourself in the ocean of service. That is nectar. That serving plane is infinite. You throw yourself there. Try to snatch yourself from the ocean of exploitation. Don't cast you in the ocean of renunciation, but jump into the ocean of service, dedication. If you want that, you take shelter under the guidance of Nityananda Prabhu. Then pure devotional ocean you will find, and throw yourself there and drink the nectar and be happy. Hari
ask a question? There is a one devotee who will perform no sadhana, but at the same time he will do a lot of service. And then there is another devotee who will do no service practically, but he will perform a sadhana very carefully and regularly. So of the two, which will become more advanced more quickly? Which one will advance more?
What is the difference between sadhana and the service?
Well,
by service, you mean that is to do work in the external world. And sadhana means only to exercise mentally. This is the differentiation. Sadhana,
yes.
What is sadhana?
Sadhana being chanting and reading Bhagavatam, going to class.
And chanting
like
loudly,
that.
What do you say? Sadhana or service? And then when chanting within the mind,
I'm considering it to be sadhana more.
That service and sadhana mean the same thing with spiritual color. What is the most important thing? We are told that if it is meant for Guru, Vaishnava, God, whatever in the physical form it is service, it is sadhana. Otherwise, only mere meditation or chanting the name or the archanam, worshipping the God with prayers, all these things, and the of the serving of the bodies, and also cooking for the God and for the sadhus, and brushing the houses, all must have spiritual color. Serving attitude, then they will be fruitful. Otherwise, everything may be imitation. Sadhana may be imitation, the work, the physical exertion also may be imitation, but the very life is the how much it is Godward. It is done with the spirit Godward. Krishna, towards Krishna. That is the criteria, not the physical color or shape of much value. Even killing a person may be devotion. It may be devotion at times. Hanumanji and others, direct participation in the Leela of Ramchandra or Krishna, if he kills Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was asked to be prepared to kill so many, to be a party to the divine irresistible will of the Lord. Different shapes, different stages there may be, but to be reckoned as service, the inner of what for he is doing, how much he is independent of his own self-satisfaction or from the satisfaction of a community or a country, the local interest has been crossed and the universal interest has been aimed properly. That should be the criterion of the action. Nāyam hanti nahanyate. Yasya nāham kṛtu bhāvu buddhi yasya nāhipati hatta viṣa imāṁ lokāṁ nohanti nāṁ. It is nirguna. What we do, if it is the insinuation, inspiration comes from the most fundamental plane, and I am in consonance with that, whatever I shall do, it will be justified. It will be nirguna. Not good, bad, or moderate, but the whole self good. Because the highest fundamental necessity wants it, and I am in consonance, in harmony with that. I'm just myself with that. That may be different phrase. But the only whole to become service, it must be God-centered and not any local-centered. Either myself or my family or my country or my nation or my solar system, nothing else. But Godward. As much as it will be Godward, so much it will be service. Whatever apparently it may be. Maybe cooking, the brushing this compound, and to driving the dogs from the temple, whatever may be the external show. If it is for him, it is all right. And if I sit idle and do repetition of some mantra, which is wholly colored and diseased, contaminated with local values, that will not bring any universal result. The local color will bring local results. To be free from all sort of provincialism and to be to have our aim perfectly towards the center, and that has got some signs in symptom according to Shastra and Sadhu, and we have to understand that and to conduct ourselves in that way. So, as we are desired by the superior leader, do this, that sanction, that order is of more value. I am to submit to the order of the higher agent. I am clear, not working with any color of my own mind, my ego. To dissolve the ego, to disown the ego acquired by so many births and deaths in the world from long, long ago. That ego should die fasting. I shall carry out only the order of the superior. That should be the nature, whether recounting the name or doing this work, that work, or to sit idle. I am satisfied the order of my higher agent of the Lord. That sort of thing, what is necessary. I don't take any initiative which is originating from my own ego, own dynamo. Don't use your own dynamo, but try to follow the dictation of the dynamo of the superior one and get out of this dynamo, that ego within you. Dynamo is the air of deposited energy.
Generator.
Generating energy.
Yes.
Everyone has got a dynamo of his own and discard them.
I think you are.
Or connect with higher dynamo.
I think your grace is our dynamo.
Yes. Otherwise, it's hard. Computer also may be of different type, is it not?
Yes.
Local computer, giving news and arrangements and also orders within local and then higher computer,
yes.
May guide so many local computers, small computers, is it possible?
Yes, yes.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Work as a servant of the highest dictator. That should be the lookout of our all activity and energizing. We'll get benefit of the high direction and the command. To take benefit of the high looker, high looking eye. The sound aspect is nearer to us, so the name. Then, within that, the color side, or divine, not like this world, in this way, nam, rup, gun, dila, etc. So, generally we are told with the, go on with the name of the Lord, divine name. But that must be tackled naturally, not with any artificial fashion. And for that, whatever would be necessary to do that. An efficient man is leading a big kapore kaltal gulo ke ki bole boro boro sob mill. An efficient hand is manager of a big mill, and by the help of his intelligence, it may make so much gain that the lowest coolie may get his wage properly. But a small business, if conducted by a idiot, then all will have to fast, no gain. So, real saint, we must work under a real saint. Whatever he says, he asks us to do, we shall do, and we shall get the share of the income of that whole. So, under sadhu, we shall work. And work may be of different time, someone on the writing in the account book, and someone hammer striking, and someone bashing the compound, but they will all get some wages, some money in return, according to the brain of the leader. He will be conducting the whole thing. So under the guidance of a proper guru, so many disciples are engaged in different activities. They'll all get their salary properly. And if he is under a bogus direction, he will lose everything. So efficiency will have greater consideration. Efficiency in the line of devotion, that is dedication to the right cause towards Krishna, proper dedication in real quality. And direction from that quarter of real dedication, that will help us to take them up to that side. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Tatparatena Nirmalam. everything will be poor, our tendency to service, our endeavor to service will be purer, according to, as much as it will be aimed towards the truth, tatparatta. Its quality will be enhanced according to its right aim towards Krishna. How much purely marking Krishna's ways, how far, it will depend on that. Purity of purpose. Purity of purpose for the service, proper, and Krishna real conception. Not pseudo-conception of Krishna amongst the imitationists, Saudiya. Their conception about Krishna is not clear, is not real. Some sort of material conception. A hazy conception, mental. Purity by sacrifice. Exploitation may be of three natures, three classes, tamo, rajo, sattva, and then renunciation, and then serving attitude towards the whole. And the service of generally two kinds, one constitutional, calculative, another autonomous, spontaneous. Service of love, that is in Vrindavan. And there we find the ultimate cause as Krishna. And so many sarvitas also, perfect order, there we find. And we are told that the degree of satisfaction in quality and quantity goes in that way. The realization in that way. So I want to stop today here. Go away.
Jaya Amrishna Pavan Paramahang, Parivrajagata, Shri 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 Shriman, Shri Bhakti Rakha, Shri Dhajai, Paswami Maharaj, Shri
Kirtan, etc. And that is including activity, Archan Pradhan. Pancharatra means that is to regulate our activity towards Jat Kurushi, Jat Asmasi, Jat Juhushi, Jat Asi, Jat Tavashashi Kundaya, Jat Kurushi Samadhatma. Ordinary activities. And this Brahma Narada, this is mainly Savan Kirtan, etc. Archan is a part of that. Sankirtan Pradhan, Sabda. Sabda Pradhan and the Karma Pradhan. Two lines. Kriya Yoga Sarvi Sangri Tai Vat Vinasaya Kalpanti. Neho Jat Karma Dharmaya No Viragaya Kalpati No Tirtha Pada Sevare Jivan Tavat Karmani Kudvita No Nidvidvita Javata Matkatha Savanada Uva Sraddha Javar No Jaya. A little higher type and to regulate or offer our karma for his satisfaction, that is of lower type. It tantra.
He has described Narayan Brahma Naradi as Sankhepata.
Sankhepata.
And the other, Vistarataha, Sheshat Sanat Kumara Sankayanadi Dwarena.
Nimbarko Sampadai, Kamsanta Sonat Sampadai. And this Madhya Sampada, Brahma Narada.
Yes.
Brahma, Krishna Vaita Chaturmu.
Yes.
Chaturmu. Tarpare, Brahma Vaita Chaturmu ka, Hare Krishna Sivanmu ka. Yes. Tarpare, Narada Ramati. Narada Vaita Das.
Madhya
Gai Vyasa Das.
Purna Sri
Krishna Brahma Devarshi, Bhadarayana Sangha Kaam.
Hmm.
This is one life.
Yes.
And then there's a Chatushanat Sampadaya.
Uh-huh.
Nimbarka Sampadaya. That mainly this Archan.
So that Sankhep and Vistarito means that Vistarito is very elaborate.
Yeah, elaborate.
And Sankhep is very simple. I see. And they have given Vistarito Bhave.
All the activities have been directed and modified, molded, and to lead towards the goal proper.
And Shesha?
Shesha means Sarat Kumar is the disciple of Shesha. Shesha means Balaram.
Yes.
Shesha. Anantadev.
Yes. And Sankayana?
Sankayana, another person in the line.
Oh, I follow. And Vishnu Swami and Ramanuji Sampradaya, that will also be?
Kamkhavirudra, Vishnu Swami from Rudra, Ramanuj from Sri Lakshmi, Sivam Marudra Sanaka Chaptaru Kri Bhavana.
They are also Archan Vidhi. They are also in the Archan Vidhi.
Archan.
Generally.
That is Rago, Rago Seva in Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Rago Padham.
Yeah.
And Seva, they differ themselves from Archan. Archan is, they say, more artificial, and this is simple and humanly. The Seva, Rago Seva. They don't say that puja or upasana or archanam. They are very fond of the word seva.
Yes.
Just as we do here, pitri seva, matri seva, guru seva, something like they are fond of saying that we do seva. This Raga Marga, Vishnu Swami, Suddhadrita Vadi. And Rudra is the propounder, the big first Acharya. Sri Brahma, Sri Lakshmi, from her, the Ramananda Sampradaya coming out. Sri Brahma, Madhya Sampradaya, Rudra, this. Sridhar Swami Sampradaya. Sridhar Swami also comes in that line of Vishnu Swami. Brahma, Rudra, Sanak, Nimbarka Sampradaya. Then Nimbarka Sampada divided into two, Haridas and the Haribhas. Haribhas, Haridasi Sampadaya, an offshoot. And from Vishnu Swami Sampadaya, the Vallavi Sampadaya is an offshoot.
Hmm.
And Madhya Sampadaya, this Gaudiya Sampadaya, an offshoot, Mahaprabhu.
Hmm.
And from the other Ramanuj Sampadaya, the Ramanundi, Tulsidasi, they are offshoot.
Hmm.
In every these, each of these four Sampadaya, there is a big branch has sprung out. They are not fully one with the beginning.
Mm.
Some modification. Haridas was at the time of Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guru of Tansen.
Mm.
From him, an offshoot has sprung from the Nimbarka Sampadaya.
Yes.
Now the Kathiya Baba Sampadaya again come. They are very close to Mayavad. Hari Dvaita Dvaita.
Kathiya.
Daita Nimbarka. Vishuddha Shuddhadvaita. Shuddhadvaita Vishnu Shan. And the Shuddha Dvaita. Shuddha Advaita Vishnu Shan. And Shuddha Dvaita Madhacharya. And Daita Dvaita Nimbarka. Vishishtadvaita Sri Sampada, Ramanuja. And Mahaprabhu modified Achintya Bhedavid.
Mm.
Not satisfied with Shuddha Dvaita. Madhvacharya laid stress on the difference of the world with God. The stress in difference, more different than something common. Hare Krishna. Nidhal. Gauri.
Yesterday the question came out.
Yes.
That every Dwapara Yuga Krishna comes, but on the 28th Nandanandan Krishna.
Day of Brahma.
Yeah. And the other Dwapara Yugas, that is not Nandanandan Krishna?
No.
Vasudeva Nandan?
Vasudeva Nandan.
Oh. Hmm. But then
Nandanandan, Krishna in Vrindavan, it has maybe present,
yes.
But that is underground.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes comes over the surface, mostly underground.
Yes.
And here also, not Radha Govinda combined, but only Yugavatar. Or Nam Paja.
Why did Mahaprabhu offer this Shraddha in Prayag.
In Gaya.
In Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Gaya.
Gaya, not Prayag. Yes, Gaya.
Because he wanted to show the ideal practice of a Grihastha.
Yes.
As the custom of the day. Krishna went to Gurukul to learn and get sacred thread to Sandipani. Loka Sangraha, I asked him, to show the people and set the example of the ordinary bhakti. Jajjala Charita Sista Kivita Sajat Pramanam Kurti Lokastra Dhanapa Uthi Dehi Urime Loka Noku Jyam Karma Chedaham Loka Sangraha Nevartham Sakottu Madhati.
Dev Narayan probably likes to ask a question.
What is that?
Guru Maharaj, I'm going to leave today, and I wanted to express my gratitude for, again, for you accepting me as your disciple, and also appreciation for all your disciples and those who have taken shelter of you, because they have been so kind, and they have shown me what it is to be a real Vaishnava under your direction. They have so. And I'm anxious to receive your blessings. And also, I was going to ask if you have any specific instruction for me. Let's go.
Coming here.